Well, there is quite a bit of excitement building in the technology industry regarding one of Google's latest inventions called Google Glass. The head-mounted wearable computer can record video, take pictures, and even broadcast your images and video in real time to the rest of the world. According to Google, Glass is a wearable computer that displays information like a smartphone, but in a hands-free format. While the thought of consumers walking around wearing an expensive head-mounted computer may seem far-fetched a few years ago, major technological advancements in recent years continues to make ideas formerly reserved for sci-fi movies possible in reality. And not surprisingly, the technology industry has been quick to embrace Google Glass. After all, technology pioneer Douglas Engelbart was once quoted as saying that machines should do what machines do best, thereby freeing up humans to do what they do best. It's hard to argue that this is what companies like Google do best. At the most basic level, Google is a data management company. It collects, manages, organizes, and ultimately monetizes data. And so far, the company has been able to monetize its data very successfully. And while Google's approach to data collection and monetization has been novel and wildly successful, it has numerous competitors whose sole goal is to out-innovate Google and to take market share from the company. Now, we often hear about the explosion of information that is coming online each and every day, but Google knows that the amount of data that exists on the World Wide Web is finite. In order to maintain the edge over their competitors, Google must create new channels for data creation and collection. And this is where privacy groups have expressed concerns surrounding Google Glass. One technology expert summed up the privacy concerns this way when he said, "From now on, starting today, anywhere you go within range of a Google Glass device, everything you do could be recorded and uploaded to Google's cloud and stored there for the rest of your life. You won't know if you're being recorded or not, and even if you do, you'll have no way to stop it." Unquote. Google has gone on record openly stating that your privacy is not their top concern. Google CEO Eric Schmidt was once asked about the company's stance on privacy. His reply was blunt and to the point.
If you have something that you don't want anyone to know, maybe you shouldn't be doing it in the first place.
All right, joining me on the line today is Nick Pickles. He is the director of Big Brother Watch, an organization that seeks to challenge policies that threaten privacy and freedom in the United Kingdom. He is one of the UK's leading voices on privacy and civil liberties, focusing on issues like digital privacy and web blocking, freedom of speech, and terrorism legislation. He holds a law degree from the University of Durham. Nick, great to have you here.
Good afternoon.
For those in our audience who have not heard of Google Glass, please give us a brief rundown. What exactly is Google Glass?
Well, it's a technology which people thought was a long time away, but is very real. It's augmented reality, so you're wearing glasses, they've got cameras on them, and there's a little computer screen that's bringing up information about what you're seeing. Maybe you're searching for it on a shopping website, maybe you want to share a video on a social media website, and Google have created a pair of glasses called Glass, which is going to let you interact with the world as one of Google's eyes and ears.
Interesting. Now, you wrote an article that was published actually in the Telegraph in the UK called Google Glass Orwellian Surveillance with Fluffier Branding. What are the privacy issues here?
Well, I think, you know, the real concern for me is that everyone will be wearing a CCTV camera, which is taking information in, and it's getting piped back to Google. And nobody ever asked the people around you if they were okay with that happening. So if the government was to ask us all to walk around with government CCTV cameras on our heads, everyone would be outraged. But because it's Google, people think, oh, it's quite cool. And so the privacy concerns are really worrying because it suddenly means that you are not in control of what happens to your own image.
Yeah, Nick.
The people around you might be capturing your data and it being shipped off to Google.
Yeah, and I think you wrote in your article, or I read somewhere, if this was called government glass instead of Google Glass, we probably wouldn't see a lot of people frothing at the mouth to get it.
Exactly, and you know, people would be suspicious of, well, why do you want to gather all this information, and why do you want me to wear these glasses, and they might be cool, but what are you going to do with the information that they record? And that's exactly the same questions that people should be asking of Google.
Well, we know that the CIA has been working intimately with Google. They've been working intimately with Facebook in many ways. Even the Google CEO, Eric Schmidt himself, has made it abundantly clear. Their stance on privacy is basically this quote: if you're doing something you don't want anyone to know, maybe you shouldn't be doing it in the first place. Aren't they going to run into legal challenges, advanced tracking, facial recognition, recording technology? You know, isn't this just kind of a legal nightmare, or do you think that they're going to face any problems?
No, I think that the legal frameworks that exist in different countries around the world, a legal challenge is inevitable. This is going to end up in court. I think the fact that it's one thing recording information about yourself, whether it's the websites you look at or your own emails, but it's something very, very different to record information about the people around you without ever asking their permission. And worse than that, you're not in control of that information. That information belongs to Google. And so even if you've made the choice to use a service, somebody else might have made a choice not to use that service, and yet you're overriding their choice. And that's guaranteed to lead to legal challenge. And I think it's very important that it is challenged legally so that we know where the boundaries of Google's data collection actually fall.
So as a business, Google is in the business of data collection, data organization, and then obviously monetizing all of that data. And as you point out in your article, there's a finite amount of data that's on the web in front of the computer. However, if you put glasses on individuals and send them out into the world, you have a vast brand new amount of data that you can collect and then monetize. So why do you think that Google is moving in this direction with Glass when they know there's going to be privacy issues, when they know there's going to be complications? Do you think that there is something else in the works with the government, the CIA? What do we not know about Google Glass? What do you think the ultimate end game is?
Well, I don't think we know, unfortunately. I think we're in an arms race now, which is there are lots of very big companies that rely on ever more increasing amounts of data about us to keep them profitable. And whether it's Facebook, whether it's Google, whether it's Apple, they are each trying to outdo each other with how they can collect data and how they can use that data. And the real worry is that when these companies in a few years' time are still fighting and they're coming up with even more intrusive ways to collect data, the government can simply walk in and say, we want this data, or we want access to this camera. And so you're putting in place the mechanics of an authoritarian state behind the branding of companies. And at any point, the government can walk into their server rooms and go, we have a gun, give us access. And what do those companies say? They will say yes. And that should worry us all.
I'm curious about what the climate is in the UK, because here in the United States, you know, there has been an announcement that the Department of Homeland Security wants to see about 10,000 drones recording real-time video and flying over all 50 states by the year 2020. And if you listen to the mainstream press, you listen to the average Joe on the street, they say, oh, great, you know, they're going to get the bad guys. Is that the same kind of numbskull response you're hearing in the UK, or do you sense a bit more sanity in the UK?
Well, I'm sure as anyone who's visited the UK would notice, we're a step ahead here, because we had a massive explosion in the number of CCTV cameras, particularly in London, a few years ago. So British people are already used to being watched. We don't need drones to do it. The cameras are on the street corners. And I think there has been an argument about, well, why are there so many cameras, and why hasn't crime gone down? And that was why Big Brother Watch was founded, to make argument for less surveillance. And I think slowly the tide is turning.
Are you fighting an uphill battle there in the UK, or are you seeing public opinion turn?
I think if you'd asked me 5 years ago, we were fighting an uphill battle. I think now people are increasingly starting to be skeptical. If you look at the UK government is currently considering a law which would require details of emails and website visits to be logged, and the public outcry when that was announced has led to that bill being dropped twice before, and the third time it was brought back, the government had to retreat and said it was only a draft. So I think public pressure is changing now. I think the importance is that we don't allow private companies to essentially put in place the apparatus that the government could later use without people at least thinking, well, is this a good idea for us to put this apparatus in place at all?
My guest is Nick Pickles. He is the director of Big Brother Watch. Nick, how can they find you online?
It's bigbrotherwatch.org.uk.